than the perfect companion. They'd been through a lot in the years since they'd first met, but the trouble and the danger had only served to bring them closer. She was not only beautiful, svelte, gainfully and eagerly employed, immune to nagging, empathetic, intelligent. She'd also proven to be the ideal soulmate. Looking at her, he smiled despite himself. Nora was quite simply too good to be true. Nora roused herself.
Can't let myself get too comfortable. Not yet, anyway.
Why not? She disentangled herself and walked into the kitchen to grab her purse. There's one more errand I have to run. Smithback blinked.
At this hour?
I'll be back in 10 minutes. She returned to the couch and leaned over him, one hand smoothing his cowlick as she kissed him.
Don't go anywhere, big boy, she murmured. Are you kidding? I'll be a regular rock of Gibraltar.
She smiled, stroked his hair again, then headed for the front door.
Be careful, he called after her. Don't forget those weird little packages we've been getting.
Don't worry, I'm a grown-up girl. A moment later, the door closed and the lock turned. Smithback put his hands behind his head and stretched out on the sofa with a sigh, giving the port another sip. He heard her